We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom, the second to the bottom line from Ches Amud Aleph, Keman Ozla. Talk to tomorrow, Keman Ozla, Hodotan Rabbanon, who is this following Brisa going according to? Which of the three Tanoim we just learned? Is it Rab Meir, Rab Yossi, or Bechnias Gan HaKahanim? Which one of these Tanoim are like the following Brisa? And the following Brisa is like this, Ein Bein Kain HaSoyef as a Para. We know there was two priestess we had already in Masechtas Yuma, a lot of talking about that. That Paraduma, the Kohen Gadol Paraduma was separated 7 days. The Kohen Gadol the Yom Kippur separates 7 days. What is the difference between them? So the Gemara says they're basically alike. Ein bein Kohen Asoyef is a part of the Kohen Gadol in Kippurim. Ella, the only difference is Shezeh Prishasa LeKedusha. He's perished in order to go into the Machna Shechina. VaOchiv HaKahanim LeYigim Bay, and his the brothers of the Kahanim they could touch him. V'zeh Prishasa LeTahira. And this is being perished because he has to be pure. And his brother, the Kohen, don't touch him. So Rashi learns that it's all one thing. That by a Kohen Gadol, what's the reason for separation? He's going to Machna Shechina. He has to prepare himself mentally to go into the Kedusha. And he shouldn't be such a big Valgaiva. He should be careful. He's going in to do the Avodah Kippur. He has to call him Be'ima Ve'ira. So no, he doesn't have to be separated from the Kahanim. It's not a tumah. It's not a reason of Tameh, of Tumah. The reason is because he has to be separated to think about his Avodah. So therefore, it's Prishas of the Kedusha so the Kahanim could touch him. Masha'in came by a Kohen Asarim for Sapara, but a Paraduma, there he's getting separated to go B'Tahara. And because they did a kula, they're going to be metamim that day, like a tol yoyim, to be lahoitzim liban shel tzedukim. So therefore, we're very careful. We put them away. No kahanim can touch him. So it's one thing. This is prishasa kedusha, and therefore kahanim can touch him. And by a seraf as a para, it's latari. Therefore, kahanim can't touch him. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis learns that there are two things. Number one, zeh prishasa lekedusha, zeh prishasa latari means that the Lishka, where the Kohen Gadol goes, was built into the wall of the Azara. So it was like Kedusha, it was a Makom Kedusha. After it was open to Chayal, therefore you're allowed to sleep in there, but it was built in the Kedusha. Masha Inkein by the Paraduma, it was not, it was outside the Beis HaMikdash, like we had, Taisus says in that Beis HaMikdash. It was outside the Beis HaMikdash. It was preached at Tahira, it was called Kligalim, Lishka's Beis Evan, had to do Kligalim, Kligalim, but it was a separate entity, it was a separate place outside. That's Chiluk number one. Difference number one. Difference number two is the Kohanim could touch him or not. So there's two differences. Like upon him, that's the Brisa. He said two pshat on the Brisa, the Rashi's pshat or Tosfos pshat. But what do you see? That the only difference is these differences. So the Gemara says, Kaman, this is Oy Rav Meir, Oy Rav Yossi. It got to be either Rav Meir or Rav Yossi. Which both of them say that both Parah Duma and Yom Kippur are equivalent, that they have either 3 and 7 or 7 days. The Yerav Yechini is an Kanam, an Ikanami Ha, there's not a difference between them. One has a Zrika 7 days, one has a Zrika or 3 and 7. So therefore, you have to say this price is going according to Rav Chanina, Skan HaKahanim. Mask of Lord Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Bishlama. Now, the Gemara is have a Kasha Stam. Now, this is Stam Akasha. That according to Rabbi Amar, you do 7 days of Hazar. What's the pshat? You want to get the right day. You want to make it bismana. So Gemara is going to analyze and explain that one of those days cannot be the right day anyway. So after Maskev Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shachinah, Bishlam Rishon Shemesh Lishi. The first day you make a zrika on him, you make a Hazar on him from the Paraduma water. Why? Maybe today's the third day. Maybe you got Tamei on Rosh Hashanah. So that was Aleph Tishrei Beis Tishrei, and today Gimel Tishrei. Boom. He's the third day. Shani, Shemesh Lishi. Maybe he got Tamei on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Shlishi, on the third day of his Prisha, you make his Rika. Shema Shlishi, maybe it's the third day. Maybe he got Tamei on the first day that he was Pirish, because he only Pirish part of the day. He only goes part of the day. So maybe he came Tamei that day. Chamishi, you also understand. Shemesh Shvi, maybe that's the seventh day, because if he got Tamei on Rosh Hashanah, so then the fifth day of separation is the seventh day. Shishi, the second day of Rosh Hashanah became Tamei, so the seventh day is Shishi, Shemeshvi, Shvi, Shemeshvi. But El Ravi, the middle day of a separation, Lama Li Hazal Klal. It can't be Loibish Shlishi Yikasvuk. It can't be the third day. He's already separated already for 3 days already. For Loibish Shvi Yikasvuk, it can't be the seventh day. So the fourth day of his Prisha, there's no reason to do Hazal. It can't be anything, because it can't be his seventh day, and it can't be, because he only started doing Hazars on the first day of his Prisha, so it can't be his seventh day, and it can't be the third day, because he's already in separation since then. So why do you have to make a Zarek on the Revi? Sakta the Gemara, I hate Kasha, the fourth day, there's no reason to do it. It's loy b'slishi gosvuka loy b'slishi gosvuka. But let me ask a different kasha. L'tamei chazal kol shiva mi'ika. It's tamazoy. It says you do mizrika 7 days. You can't do 7 days. V'alkaim la'azal shvos. Hazal is also due on Shabbos because it looks like a tikkun and fixing a person. But ain't a doiche the Shabbos. It's not doiche the Shabbos. And I want to ask me, I ain't shvos b'miktosh. So they handled the question, and one of the truths are that they did the zrika outside the Beis HaMikdash. They did the zrika of the paraduma water outside the Beis HaMikdash, so that's just no interest in Mikdash. So all the truths are more so. Al Kapanim.
So
ain't shvos b'miktosh,
maybe is it?
Yeah, but you have to do it. No, I know, it's definitely in the Mikdash. Al Kapanim, so question Shabbos also. El Ma'ayez HaMeimar, Shiva Levar Meshabbos, 7 days besides the Shabbos. Al Kapanim is Shiva Levar Ravi, 7 days besides for the fourth day. Al Kapanim, so the Morris Teretz is, you're right, on the fourth day, when it says all 7 days, it doesn't mean all 7 days. Okay. Anyway, we're missing Shabbos. So when it says, Revi also is not, because 7 days is Lav Dafka. 7 days is Lav Dafka. So Amar Rava, Hilkoch, Koyin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, there's no, we don't make up the 7 days to separate him. The Loi B'Yadon Talyam is not Talyan Os, El B'Kriya D'Yarcha, whatever the year comes out, B'Talyam Milsa, B'Tlasa B'Tishrei, the third year of Tishrei, B'Rela Frushi, no matter what day that comes, or a week that comes out. Whenever a third edition comes out, so therefore we can't switch around any ideas. It's just through. It's there. It's very possible on a regular year he'll miss 2 days. For example, if his third edition lands up on a Monday, on a Monday or let's land on a Monday. So then the Monday is the third. So you have Zrika on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is no Zrika. They have Zrika on Friday. Shabbos is no Zrika. And then on Sunday, you have another Zrika. So it comes that you miss 2 days. Because it's not Tali in us. Have a koina, sir, if it's a parod. We don't Tali in Milsa. That's Tali in our setup. We can set it up any way we want. What we do is, Mefrashin and Leir Bir Shabbos. You separate him on Wednesday. So then you do a Zrika on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos is anyway the fourth day, you don't do a Zrika. And then you continue after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. In order to make, to set it up, that the fourth day lands up on Shabbos. So by Kohen Gadol, you don't have a choice, because it's third day of Tishrei. Masha Inkein, Paraduma, you set it up that the fourth day lands up on Shabbos. Now, we spoke out before that the Rambam Shita is, and that's what we're paskin, that the Kohen Gadol gets spritzed only on the third day and on the seventh day. That's what he passed. Can go only 3 and 7. What happens if it lands up on Shabbos? The seventh day or the seventh day lands on Shabbos or the third day lands up on Shabbos. What do you do then? So the Rambam sounds like, so what would you say? If you weren't the Rambam, you would say, okay, so do it then. Not on the third day, push it off a day, push it back a day. Do it on the second day and on the sixth day. Do it like that. But the Rambam says, you just don't do the Hazar. The Rambam says, once you miss it, you don't do the Hazar at all. That's the Rambam says. Ayin Sham, there's a lot of written on this Rambam. There's a Cheshek Shloima over here in the back, talks about it. You have to know, we paskin that the Rambam says, 3 and 7, how does it work out with Shabbos and so on and so forth. Zok the Gemara Vaitet. Say in the Mishnah, where does this Kohen go? Kohen Gadol go? He goes to the Lishko called Lishkos Pahedrin. And we said the Gemara later on, Daf Yotes, when facing the Heichal, it's on the right side, and the first corner coming to the Hazar on the right side is this Lishka. Why is it called Lishkos Pahedrin? Pahedrin means, like, either means police or workers for the government. It means like workers for the government, a low level worker who changes every year. So why is it called Pahedrin? Zemar is going to discuss that. Zog the Mara, Tanya, look at the Braisa. Tanya Rehuda. V'chi Lishkas Pahedrin Hoysa? Do we call it Lishkas Pahedrin? V'alu Lishkas Balvuti Hoysa. We used to call it the Lishka of Balvuti. Balvuti means minister. It's a very choshev thing. It's like the prince's room. Lishkas Balvuti Hoysa. Why would you call it some low level, like the Lishka of the sanitation workers? Why do you call it Lishkas Balvuti? Ella. It's a good taina. Beginning, they used to call it Lishkas Palvati, which means Taka, the Lishka of the Chashva minister. That's what they used to call it. But since in the second base of Mikdash, the people, the Kohen Gadol, used to pay to get the job. They didn't get the job out of merit because they were Chashva people. They got it because they paid for it. And what happened was, they used to die in the Kohen Gadol every single year. They didn't make it through the year. And and used to change the dira, used to redo the lishka every 12 months, because every Kohen Gadol moved in, he made himself a beautiful, he changed around his room to be something else. So it's kepahedun alalu, it's like these workers who work for the government, they get switched every 12 months. Therefore, we call it the Lishkas Pahedrin, because it used to be switched every year. So, by the new Kohen Gadol came in and made himself a new room. So, we call it that's the Lishkas Pahedrin. That's the Lishka gets changed every year. That's what's called Lishkas Pahedrin, and changed from the word Lishkas Bavati, it was called Lishkas Pahedrin. That's the Pshat in the Gemara.
Huh?
So the Rishash learns that Machlif Noisa is not going on the room. Rashi l'machlif noisa means the room. Rashi says, "Kolaymer Rashi mas machlifin. Kolaymer shirasham ha'yuv lahim etziim shnasam amidim achat tachta. V'chol koyin amaschadish. Every new koyin ba soisa. He said, knock it down. Ubayne binyan nam in a region, in a new building. Stay keruya shmoi. V'nimsim esachlav is called shalom. Rashi learns the room changed every year. The Rishash taka he learns is going on the koyin. The reason why they learn like that because oisa is a lashon. It doesn't sound like the Kohen Gadol. It sounds like the Lishka, Lashon Akeva. That's why Rashi learned that. But the Rishash learns the Lishka Pahedrin, the Masma Shoyoshba Bekide HaMelech, which is the low level, Valoi Lishka Shavavati Aiso, the Kohen Gadol, who was a minister, lived there. Why say Lishka Vavati? Ella, said Machlif Noyse, Rasava Kuna Gadol got changed, Kepahedrin, the Figach Nekron, the Kohen Gadol Pahedrin, the Kohen Gadol Makol Pahedrin. It was the Lishka of the people who changed every year. That's what Rishash learns. Zalta Gemara Vaitin. We learn one more Gemara that talks about Pahedrin. It goes till a third of the way down Daf Tes. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah, Masechtas Demai. We know that every person who has Tvuah, he has to take off different Trumas and Maisras. Well, the first thing is called Truma Gedoyla. That's 1/50th of his stuff with Beini is with Truma Gedoyla. The next thing is Maisa Rishon, which is 10% that goes to the Levi. Then you have, it depends which year, Maisa Oni or Maisa Sheni. That you have the first 2 years is Maisa Sheni, and the third year is Maisa Oni. Maisa Sheni is you take off 10%, you bring it up to your Shalai, and Maisa Oni goes to the Aniyim, goes to the poor people. Now, on the Maisa Rishon, the Levi has to give 10% of that to the Kohen. It's called Trumas Maisa. That's the halacha. Now, something called Demai. Demai is you buy something from Amoritz, you could assume it wasn't taken correctly. The Maisers were not taken correctly. And the Allah will see that Truma Gedoyla they did. That they were worried because maybe the Chayiv Misa on that, they took Truma Gedoyla. But the other Maisers they didn't take. And therefore, someone who buys it has to take off Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, Maisa Sheni, or that year's Maisa Sheni, and Trumas Maisa and give it to the Kohen. So the Mishnah says over here in Demai that in Achtoimim, the bakers, all they have to do is take off Trumas Meiser and Chala. Anyway, they take off because that's the baker and Chala. So they will make on them, they didn't have to take off Meiser Sheni. Well, we'll see. Tomorrow we'll explain exactly why you didn't have to take off Meiser Sheni. So Bishlam a Truma Gedoyla Aloy, Bishlam a Truma Gedoyla, we understand that the bakers didn't have to remove that when they bought the Mai, when they bought two of Mamaras, the tyrant enterprise. So, the feast of Shalach, Bechol Gavula Yisrael, and Yechim and Zakai, who made this takana, sent, Yechim Gadol was, Yechim Gadol was sent, Bechol Gavula Yisrael, he sent messengers in the whole area of Israel, Varah, She'im HaFrishmel Truma Gedoyla Bavad. He saw all they did was took off Truma Gedoyla. So therefore, we understand that Truma Gedoyla, the baker does not have to remove, doesn't have to take. That was taken already. Maisa Rishon, which means 10% of the Levi, Maisa Oni, Nami Loi. You also don't have to worry about that. Why? Because what you do is this, you mafresh it, because until you mafresh it, until you separate it, it's Tevel, but you could eat it. Why? Because the Levi and the Oni cannot demand it. Why? Because the Maitse Mechaver El Raya. Bring me a Raya that the Amars didn't take this Maisa, I'll give it to you. But if not, I'm the Muchzik, I'm allowed to keep it. So we understand also that you're not chayiv in that either. And just to take off Trumas Mice, which goes to the Kayin, that's all you have to take off. And Taisa speaks out that even though you just
set.
Right. You have it now. You have the Mice Rishon now. You have it now. Because you're not giving the lady. So you have it. So you're taking Trumas Mice, and you have to take off. So maybe you could keep it. So Taisa says, in Taisa the Maschle Meiser, he says, Behodler minami, but you was Meiser Mefrisha. You should be Mafrisha, he shall law, even be Kerena Lakoyan, and sell it to the Koyan, and be told the Mel. He says, give him Dava Mua to, it's one out of 100, just give it to the Koyan. Ella Meiser Shane, the Moros Kashas, but Meiser Shane, do you have a Eitza Nifrishu? Let me separate it. But Nisku, Nechor Yishlaim, bring it to Yishlaim. Why are we giving a Het of Meiser Shane? A regular person who has the Mai has to take off Meiser Shane. So why are we giving a Het there to the bakers? Because the Pekidei HaMelech, which means the workers, the police of the Melech, they drive the bakeries crazy. And they say, call you the whole 12 months, they say, don't raise the price, make it cheap. So they're very small profit margins. And if you make them bring up the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, you're going to kill the whole business. And therefore, we'll make on the bakers because they always have to sell so cheap. So therefore, we will not matriach them. And it's a big shiloh in the paiskin. What about the people who are buying it? Maybe they do have to take off Maaseh Sheni because, you know, Bishlam and them, they're losing the money. But the guys who buys it, why maybe he has to take it. So it's a big chagas for Sheni if they have to take it, or it's a p'tur legamri. It's a big shiloh. But the Gemara says, my parhedrin was parhedrin. It's a Mishnah in the my parhedrin. What's parhedrin mean? You know what parhedrin means? Porsi. It means pekidei hamelech, which means the appointees of the melech who are appointed to take care of the agriculture and the prices and whatever else it takes care of, which they get switched every 12 months, these workers. And we brought it into our Gemara because lashon parhedrin, which means low-level ministers of the king.